Yo, 432 hertz is said to be the frequency of the universe. T minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Engage.
Hey, yo. Take a shot with me, mind. Take a shot with me, mind. We take shots over home. We take shots.
I don't know what y'all do.
But I really don't call.
That's me all day.
What on, man?
Sitting here listening to your show, man.
You know, great minds think alike, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Your love is true. You're the only one. Your love is true. You're the only one. Your love is true. Your love. Your love. You're the only one. Your love is true. You're the only one.
Cyber One Productions.
Yo, what's up with it? What's going on? Yo, that was a little bit of Southern draw right there from Mr. Ant Capone. Recommended podcast. That's right. You can check out Ant Capone, man. You can check him out on iHeartRadio, Amazon Radio, Anchor, Spotify. Man, listen. The man is doing the damn thing. That was a little bit of Southern draw right there. You know what I mean? Just a little bit of Southern draw. What y'all know about that? If you don't know about some Southern draw, go check out Ant Capone. My, yeah, good content. As a matter of fact, what we're going to do is we're just going to go ahead on and jump into the open mic in regards to my last podcast about interviewing. And Ant called in, you know, had a little something to say, and I appreciate that, man. That's what we like to do over here is engage. Ant, you're on the air.
What's going on, man? Ant Capone here. Sitting here listening to your show, man. You know, great minds think alike, man. You know what I'm saying? That's how it go, though, man. You know what I'm saying? Well, yeah, man, I'm sitting here listening at your show, man. You know what I'm saying? You're hitting home a lot of great points. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not just, you know, it ain't the fact that I probably couldn't interview nobody. I probably could give a great interview. You know what I'm saying? But it's just something that I'm not into. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, some people like to control the narrative of the conversation. That's me all day, all night. You know what I'm saying? On my podcast, because, you know, I can't be held responsible for what the next person says or asks me. You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate you again, brother. Ant Capone, out.
That's right. Give it up for Ant Capone. That's right. That's what it is. Check this out, Ant, man. I appreciate you calling in and giving me some feedback on that. Now, something that you're not into. I get that. I totally dig that, man, for real. And I understand that. It's like, you know, interviews is something that I was interested in trying to get out of my comfort zone. You know what I mean? I totally understand. I'm not really into it, but I wanted to try, you know, just try a little something different. You know what I mean? Just to try it out. And also a key point that I heard that you had mentioned was you don't want to be held responsible for what someone may say. I did an interview, was trying to help out, you know, someone that I knew that used to be a stand-up comedian, actually was doing quite well in the Central Florida area in the 90s. And just, I don't know, man, I said, I'll give you a chance, man. Come on, blahzy blah, whoop-de-whoop, get your podcast set up, man. I'll set it up right here on your phone, man. I'll put you on my station. I'll get you out there. And that shit went left like a mother. And man, it's just, I really didn't realize that at that time, like you just said, I didn't realize at the time, I don't know what this man is going to say. You know what I'm saying? because it wasn't like we were doing the shit over the phone. No, he was in my homeboy studio, the professor, my co-host. We was over at his studio, you know what I mean? And apparently this man was not ready to do the podcast like we do the podcast. This is Cyber Shots Podcast. We take shots over her. I don't know what you do over there. So this man is just sloppy, sloppy, man. Throwing up before the interview, man. Like, yo, hold up, man. Hold up, hold up, man. Now, we don't do that over her, man. You can't hang. Well, yeah, it was a messed up situation, man. And I totally get that. And I totally agree. Now, I know for a fact that you could do a great interview just due to the simple fact when you were live streaming, man. You know what I mean? Even though you were reading the content, you were reading the chat. You were basically doing the interview up there, man. You know, it was jumping, man. We had it jumping up in there. And you also had some call-ins. So that's like, you know what I mean? That's like an interview right there when someone calls in and it's live versus like, you know, when you do a podcast, someone can call in. You say, okay, let me sit back and think about it. But when it's on the fly, you know what I'm saying? When it's on the fly, it's right then and there. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I get it, man. I appreciate that. I appreciate that feedback, man. Once again, Ann Capone, make sure you go check him out. I said Amazon Radio. What the hell is Amazon Radio? Amazon Music. Yeah, you can check them out there. iHeartRadio. Damn near every platform I'm on and more. Yeah, so make sure you go check out Ann Capone over there. That's a good show. Now, I had just wanted to get that out the way. That was the last interview I did. So feel free to go back and check that out. And maybe someone else can call in and give me their feedback. You know what I'm saying? Feedback is welcome. Always welcome feedback. Now, today, what I want to discuss is this. I was in my rotation. Yeah, I mean, I was in my rotation. I was listening to a fellow podcaster. And towards the end, he was mentioning when he was, going to help the kids, the students, and giving them choices and setting up different type of things, man. Yeah, DeVille, Thoughts to Myself by DeVille D.I. I was checking him out. And he had mentioned about one of the things that he used to throw out there to the kids was a sanitation engineer. And I was like, what? A sanitation engineer? The hell you say? That's right down my alley, Holmes. Yo, let's go, baby. Now, this is what I want to jump into. Check it out. Sanitation engineer versus a garbage man. What's the difference? Stick around. I'm about to explain it right now. Check it out. Now, during the course of my career being a garbage man versus being a sanitation engineer, we're going to start off with the sanitation engineer. That's right. The sanitation engineer sounds good. Sounds fancy, right? Fuck out of here. But anyway, check it out. Now, people always ask, what do you do, man? What do you do? What do you do? Like, I'm a garbage man. It's like, ooh, why don't you say sanitation engineer? Because I am not a sanitation engineer. What's the difference? There's a big difference. Like, a lot of people don't know the difference between trash and garbage. You know what the difference between trash and garbage is? Garbage is funky, a hot mess. Trash is usually in a bag, tied up, not a big bag, just a little bit of shit in there and you can't smell it. Garbage is a motherfucker that just go out to the can and just, you disgust me in every sense of the word. Disgust. But check it out though, seriously. Okay, back to the, sanitation engineer. The sanitation engineer is usually someone who has been to college, right? Now, another myth or rumor. I know a lot of garbage men with degrees, right? You may ask, well, why would you be a garbage man if you have a degree? I'm going to break that down in a second. But anyway, let's get back to the sanitation engineer. Guess what? Like I was saying earlier, the sanitation engineer is usually someone who has been to college, wet behind the ears, and jumped into a supervisor's position with no field experience. Prime example, someone who just graduated from college about 3 years prior to me transferring over there. Young man, sanitation engineer, degree, piece of paper. Okay, let me give you a prime example of the sanitation engineer with no field experience. That's right, no field experience whatsoever. So he had, okay, he was coming back to the yard, right? He had beat me there. Now, all the trucks were back, boom, his parking spot and mine. Okay, you're in front of me. You know, the safest thing for us to do, being a garbage man, I'm looking out for safety. Being a sanitation engineer, he hops out the truck, says, go around, go around. Excuse me, go around where? This is my designated parking spot. You need to park the truck. Then after you park your truck, I'll back my truck in there. Simple. So the sanitation engineer who had a CDL, didn't even know how to park the damn truck. I sat out there for damn near 7 minutes waiting for this man to attempt to park the truck. Horrible and wasting my time. Now, what he did was hop out of the truck and look at the camera. You know how you have the backup camera in your car? Yeah, the majority of the trucks have like 4 cameras on there. I'm thinking to myself, sanitation engineer, you are the only one driving the truck. Why are you looking in the camera? You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, you want me to back you up? No, I got it. No, you don't. You don't got it. Anyway, it took him like 7 minutes to back the truck up. Okay. Sanitation engineer. Same guy. Totally different scenario. Okay. Uh-oh. Crazy sanitation stories? Nah. Y'all not interested in that. Check it out. What had happened was I finished my route early, right? In the neighbor route over there, you know, Dom neighbor truck, the route, you know, the route right next to my route. He was like, hey man, I need you to do me a big favor. Are you done? I'm like, yes, sanitation engineer, I'm done. Okay, check it out. The guys broke down. The hydraulics not working. I need for you to go over there and swap your truck out and take their truck to the dump and dump it. I'm like, yeah, no worries. I got you. Right. So what I do is I get their truck. You know, the fellas like, yo, man, what's up, man? What's good, man? Appreciate that, man. I'm glad you was right around the corner, man. We can go ahead. Yeah, man. Give me your truck, man. I'm taking it straight back to the yard. Why didn't I take it to the dump? Hello. The hydraulics are not working. You cannot dump the truck if it has a hydraulic leak. You can't open the tailgate and dump the truck. Hello. Common sense. But the sanitation engineer didn't know that due to the simple fact that he did not have any field experience. You know what I mean? So meanwhile, I'm hauling ass straight to the diesel pump, you know, pump my diesel in there. And he calls me, yo, Cyber. Yo, Cyber. I'm like, what, man? what? Oh, you know what? Don't take that truck to the dump because you can't dump it because the hydraulic system's not working. Where are you at? At the diesel pump. Oh, okay. Yeah. Good job. You fucking idiot. Anyway, that right there is a sanitation engineer. Now, granted, there's levels to that. Don't get me wrong. Like if you're an upper management, not a supervisor, or if you're an upper management, maybe in sales, you know, like GM up there. Okay. Granted, that's a little bit of different ball game, but guess what? The majority of those people have had field work. Damn near a decade, at least 5 years of driving a truck. You know what I mean? Yeah. Now, with that being said, what we're going to do is jump right on up into the garbage man.
Yo,
let's go, baby.
Perfect.
Yeah, so we're going to jump right on into that. You know what I mean? Okay. The reason why I consider myself a garbage man and not a sanitation engineer is the name of the game, which it still is today. The majority of garbage men have a side hustle. They do something else. Like I told you earlier, most of them have degrees. You know why? Because they run their own business. That's why. Get up in the morning, bam, shit and get it over with, get back to your business. You know what I mean? Let me give you some examples. I knew one guy who started pressure washing, boom, took off with it. Never returned back to sanitation again. I know another guy who started his own landscaping business. Boom, never came back again. I knew a guy who was a licensed barber, right? A licensed barber. I know what you're thinking.
Yo, Cyber. If he was a licensed barber, why is he being a garbage man? It don't make no sense to me, man.
What he did, check this out. I'm going to tell you how he transitioned that shit into opening up his own shop. What he did, right? We got a locker room, take a shower, boom, boom, especially on Fridays. Get off early, boom, go take a shower, change your clothes. Bam, yo, check it out, man. I'll give you a cut, man. Let me hook you up, man.
Man, you ain't cut my hair. What the fuck wrong with you, man?
Yo, homeboys, you know. Yo, I'm going to give it to you for free, man. It's on me, man. First 5 people I'm going to cut for free.
Mm-hmm.
Free haircut. Now, the first dude went, right? Just, oh, shit, buddy can cut, man. Next dude went, doom, doom. Now, these people walking out, mind you, they're walking out, you know, fresh out the shower, fresh cut. You know what I mean? Walking out the shower, walking, going home. Like, yo, man, you just get a haircut? Yeah. Where you get your haircut at? Locker room, one way back there cutting. Now, he did this for about a month straight, right? He did this for about a month straight. I mean, after the first week, he was charging, you know, 5, 10. Then he went up, whatever. But you know what he was doing? He built his clientele. He ended up building his clientele and opening up his own shop from people that he knew. You know what I'm saying? And hey, yes, he had his license. He was a certified barber. You know what I mean? And with that being said, it's a hustler. It's a hustler's game. That's the difference between having it on paper. That's the difference between a sanitation engineer and a garbage man. You know what I'm saying? A garbage man always has a side hustle. A sanitation engineer is just, you know, something on paper. You know what I'm saying? No hustle involved, just technical by the book. Yes, man, basically is what they are. Now, there's also another garbage man that I know who has a podcast and is trying to push this shit. So this is your first time listening. Check it out. You can find me on Spotify, Google Play Music, Breaker, Stitcher, Radio Public, Overcast, Pocket Cast, iTunes, baby, and almost everywhere podcaster found. That's right. And if you would like to help this garbage man / podcaster transition into a full-time podcaster, you can feel free to write me a review on iTunes, baby. That's right. 5 stars, if you please. It'll help me get out there. You know what I mean? It's better than hitting the Cash App, right? Is not, well, check it out. You can also hit the Cash App at $RICK1T. That's $RICK1T. That'll be me. But yeah, man, you know, there's different levels to this shit. You know what I mean? And the first time that I ever met a real garbage man is when he told me about, well, this in particular time. It's called the SOS crew, right? And he was from New Jersey and he came down here. And he was here for like 3-4 months. I think it was like 4 months he was down here staying in the hotel and getting a per diem. I'm like, a per diem? Staying in a hotel? I'm like, what the? Man, get up out of here with that, right? So yeah, he was like down here for 3 months, 3 to 4 months. And he had bought him a used dually. I think it was maybe 3 or 4 years old, right? Man, that shit was, man, sexy ass truck. I was like, yo, man. Yo, how the fuck you afford that truck, man? He was like, yo, what's up, kid? I'm like, kid, I'm a grown-ass man. He said, how long you been doing garbage, kid? I was like, I don't know, 5 years, 6 years. Yeah, hey, kid, I've been doing this for like 20 years, kid. You know what I mean? Like 20 years, kid. That's a horrible Jersey accent. I was like, oh, okay. You know, I don't mean no disrespect calling you kid, but you're a kid in the game. You know what I mean? I was like, hey, what? Anyway, man, you know, he said, you know what? I like you, man. Hold up. I like you, man. I'm going to put you down on some game. So he told me about the SOS crew. You know what I'm saying? Told me about the SOS crew. I said, But yeah, man, you bought the truck in Florida. So what you gonna do? Take it back to Jersey and make payments? She said, nah, man. By the time I leave here, this truck will be paid for. I'm like, what? He said, yeah, man. So he told me to how to make the extra money, how to get a per diem, how to, you know, get on the line and travel. Now, it's not crossing the picket line. I don't do that shit. When I go downtown, I don't cross no picket line. I turn all those assignments down. You know what I mean? I have the opportunity to do that shit, but no, I don't do that shit. SOS is when the company is about to lose contracts. People are quitting. You know what I'm saying? They're behind. They're so far behind that they need extra help. That's what I do. I do not cross the picket line. There's a big difference in that shit. But, you know, when I do go out of town and do my thing, that's what I do. And that was a real garbage man, straight up hustler. You know what I mean? But anyway, that's the difference between a sanitation engineer and a garbage man. A real garbage man has a side hustle and he gets on his grind. The majority of them have been to college. Yes, community college is college too. Yeah. You know what I mean? But hey, you can never judge a book by its cover. It's the content that's on the pages in between the book. You know what I mean? But anyway, before I get up out of here, I said Google Play Music. It's not Google Play Music. It's Google Podcast. Yeah, excuse me for that. Google Podcast. You can check me out on Google Podcast. So with that being said, I hope that you guys enjoyed this show. Maybe you got a little something out of it. You know what I mean? And in the meantime, in between time, feel free to call in anytime. You know why? You know why? Because you're the only one.
You're the only one. For.
I love you guys.
Your love is true.
Cause without no you, there be no me.
You're the only one for. Your love is true. Your love is true. Just like that.
Oh, wow.
You're the only one for. Your love is true.
And with that being said, like I like to say it this time, and I am about this bitch.
Just like that.
Oh, wow.
You're the only one for. Your love is true.